News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Time now, 4:36 p.m. Yes, you are in the afternoon drive. And if you're headed home and you're wondering, what am I doing for dinner? You might want to consider Just Love Coffee Cafe. It is not just a coffee shop. Is it a coffee shop? Yes, it's called Just Love Coffee Cafe. But they've got an amazing menu. I mean, they got great salads. They got wraps. You can do breakfast for dinner. I mean, that's one of my favorites is breakfast for dinner. Just Love Coffee Cafe has a menu that'll blow your socks off. My daughter went this weekend and sent me pictures of her plate. She's like, man, they're blowing it out of the water. I'm just telling you, you might want to check out the food. All on top of the fact that they do have amazing coffee. They got award-winning dry roasts that they can grind the beans for you, make a cup of black coffee like I like it, or you get the cappuccinos, the lattes, the espressos. Two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Check them out, Just Love Coffee Cafe. All right, Copper, we got a bunch of phone calls here, so let me just go ahead in the order they called in so I can honor the fact that they called in at a certain time and held on during the break. Jacob from, line three, Jacob from Priceville. Hey, Jacob, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to bring up two things. First off, quit addressing things at either military or not military. A lot of the American people, we're all soldiers, you know? A lot of us have been in, been out, still in. And the way that you address things is you don't have to be a soldier to see it. You know, it kind of creates a separation.
Well, no, I think I said that a few minutes ago, as a matter of fact, that you don't have to be in the military to understand that this is not the way we do war. I think I said that a moment ago, as a matter of fact.
Right. And that was my issue of, you know, address here is that you don't even have to bring that up. All Americans are soldiers. We're all men.
Okay. All right. So
my second thing that I was wanting to bring up is how much do you really believe of what's coming out of the Ukraine as like legitimate news? Because it would only serve in their self-interest to show this kind of propaganda to get, you know, the UN, NATO on their side.
Yeah, I think you've called in before, so you don't buy the narrative that this is an actual war between Russia and Ukraine.
Oh,
that
no,
has happened
I definitely
the way it is.
Do. I definitely do. I have called in before, but it's been months ago.
Okay. So your perspective is what? That we are seeing a false narrative? That these atrocities are not really happening?
No, but some of them may be fabricated. I definitely believe these atrocities are happening, and I fully support the Ukraine in fighting their war against Russia, and I think we should be more involved, but how much of this is just their state's play to get us involved?
Oh, I think there's definite ramping up of the numbers, but what we're seeing right now is the UN and Poland, some of the other NATO allies are confirming some of the numbers, and we're also seeing independent fact checkers on the ground, plus we have the media. I mean, we got live media in Ukraine right now. It's not like they can make all of it up. So when the Ukrainians estimate they've killed 14,000, which they did, they estimate they've committed 14 or killed 14,000 Russian troops, that NATO comes back and says, we estimate between 7,000 and 8,000. That's still a significant number, just not the same number.
Yeah, without a doubt.
All right, Jacob, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it very much. I got others on the line. Let me go grab them real quick. Steve from Tennessee. Hey, Steve, Phil Williams, how you doing today, man?
Hey, Phil, I'm doing well. I was going to say, in reference to what the man said about whether the atrocities are legit, I've got a son, active duty intel, deployed over that way, and he confirms to me that the atrocity situation is real. But what I want to ask you about is how are those atrocities any different, malice aforethought, than the atrocities that are being committed against the American people by leaving our border wide open? If you want to throw down on war crimes, I think we need to start in D.C., my two cents.
Totally agree. And in fact, I'm planning on doing a segment later this week on that very issue, because right now there is no border and they're estimating upwards of 18,000 a day may start flooding through our borders, not to mention the drug trafficking, the human trafficking, and the tragedies that follow on. Steve, as always, great points, great call. Thanks for your son. We appreciate his service. Line five, Thomas from Athens. Hey, Thomas, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing?
I got to take this call. I'm sorry. Hey, doing well. I had a little kind of a different take on the school in Birmingham.
Okay.
You know, it's not correct. It's illegal to separate and segregate people based on their skin color. But we're segregating people based on a behavior. And maybe if we have the LBG, that crew, plus the teachers who are predisposed to that lifestyle, off by themselves, then that cancer may not spread to our regular schools, our straight schools. Now, and I could go on further, put the skinheads and the gang members in their own school and get them out of our straight schools, our straight legal schools, because the schools cannot take care of the problem themselves.
I'm pretty sure that a skinhead school wouldn't last very long, though, brother. I'll be honest with you. But you know, and I hear what you're saying, and I don't know how much of that is tongue in cheek. But don't you also see that, like, the total hypocrisy of their position? They clamor for inclusivity and then they ask for exclusivity. Don't you see that too? I mean, it boggles my mind.
Well, it's the whole idea of balkanization. That is what it is. It's balkanization, and it's a tried and true tactic. And they're good at it, and it's another distraction from the 18,000 we're fixing to flood our border every single day, like the man said. I mean, it's a terrible distraction.
It truthfully is, and I think it's also part of a divide and conquer mentality. They'll keep carving up society into little bitty pieces, and then that way they can attack them at will. And I see this as being part of that kind of strategy. Hey, Thomas, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you being in the audience. Great calls, interesting calls, but great calls. All right. Listen, back on this, I don't know that I'm even going to get to number three on the triple dipper today because this topic is so full, but Ukraine, what now, what next? So one of the things that's very interesting as you look at this situation going on right now, and a minute ago, Steve from Tennessee mentioned that his son is an intel guy, overseas right now, assessing things on the ground. So, and I don't mean on the ground in Ukraine. I'm just talking about assessing things in as close proximity as you can to the war zone. Well, one of the things that we are finding right now is that intel is being used slightly differently. I will say this, you know, when I see a reason to give props, I'll give it. And one of the reasons I would give props to the Biden administration, for, you know, which is rare, is that they have been willing to declassify information and get it out in the public domain quickly, which has sometimes put Putin on his heels. And that's not just been the Biden administration. The British and other Western nations have been doing the same. Story here off of Fox, again, dated yesterday. MI6, which is, of course, British intelligence, MI6 chief says that summary executions seen in Bucha, Ukraine, were part of Putin's invasion plan. So in this particular report, this is MI6 confirming their data on the ground. Now, this is not standard procedure for the intel agencies to immediately release data. Anyway, the leader of British intelligence, MI6, said Sunday, "We knew the Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion plans for Ukraine would include summary executions." Well, that's interesting. So they're saying right now that they assess things on the ground as being accurate compared to what they had already seen coming. And they're saying that this is their intel sum. Their int sum right now contains summary executions as being part of Putin's plan. Ukrainian officials and at least the leaders of Poland and Spain, so there's Ukraine, Poland, and Spain have all gone a step further to say this is Russians committing genocide. They say that we knew that Putin's invasion plans included summary executions by his military and intelligence services, said MI6 chief Richard Moore. The reports of execution-style killings of civilians are horrifying and chilling. It goes on to say in this same story that despite normally erring on the side of secrecy, that top-ranking intel officials in the U.S., the U.K., and other Western countries have been far more outspoken about the war in Ukraine as part of an effort to counteract what they categorize as Russian misinformation. Even last week, it says that Sir Jeremy Fleming, who's the director of the U.K.'s Intelligence, Cyber, and Security Agency, described Putin's personal war as a strategic miscalculation and issued some of his own information that he thought was relevant to the situation. So what we're seeing right now is the fact that intel sources, which typically remain quiet and work in the background, are issuing their information in such a way as to bring it to the public domain in order to counter the ability of the Russians to paint a picture that is not accurate. Different story on military.com. Military.com dated yesterday, April 4th. The war in Ukraine is the conflict where spies came in from the cold and took center stage. All right, I'm going to cover down on this more in a minute, but before I hit the break, I want to go ahead and there's a phone call coming in, so I want to get that call so he doesn't have to wait through the break. So, Copper, if he's ready, yeah, I'll go ahead and grab it. Line two, Mark from Owens Crossroads. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Phil. How are you?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
So, basically, this Ukraine-Russian, I do believe both are very corrupt countries. Now, that being said, I'm all about the Ukraine on this. I think Russian overstepped and they created world turmoil. I do believe the atrocities are going on, but the Ukraine government itself is not got a real good track record. And you can track that down to even the Hunter Biden.
I completely agree. I mean, they got issues. You know, Chicago's got issues. Do we write off Chicago? I mean, the corrupt government issues they've got don't necessarily relate to whether or not they're in the right or the wrong being invaded by a hostile nation to their east. So I think this is one of those where you look at it and go, all right, you're an ally, you're not. And we'd have to choose a side. And you know, Ukraine has issues. Certainly they have issues. Other countries have issues. But I don't think that's going to be the driving force. Hopefully it'll be something that we can reconcile when this is all over with and help them through that piece. Mark, got to go to a break, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you being in the audience. Copper, go ahead and move us to a break. And we will come back, wrap up for the day. Finishing up Ukraine, what now, what next? I didn't even get to all of it. I got a stack of paper. I got resources out the yang over here. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Heavily resourced, solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. Hey, listen, one of our team members, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. And we're getting into that season right now where, man, that AC is going to be running 24-7, you know what I mean? So I'm just saying, you need to get it serviced, and the best around to get that done for you is Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Gas or electric system does not matter, and they are open 6 days a week. They can do everything it takes for you to have good service, repair work, or installations. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, they service all of the Madison, Huntsville surrounding areas, and they are a veteran-owned small business right here in the area. And they got a special going right now, $69 per unit. They will come out, service it, get it ready for the system, the summer months coming up. And then if anything goes wrong with that system for the next year, 10% off the repairs. That's pretty good doings. Listen, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, you can call them at 256-225-7311. Check them out, please. 256-225-7311. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side. So I was talking about Intel a moment ago, and Copper, you had a question on the board. What was that question you just wrote up a minute ago?
Jacob, who had already called back and asked if MI6, how much they knew. Did they know that it would become genocide?
Well, I don't know. And right now, genocide is a term being debated. In fact, apparently the Biden administration, I just saw a headline. I haven't read the article, so I don't want to go too deep into it. But the Biden administration is pushing back on the use of the word genocide because that carries new connotations. But these, what do they call them? Systemic executions. Apparently MI6 is saying they did see that coming because they anticipate that being a part of Putin's war plan. So whether they believed it would be genocide, different story. Whether they believe there would be summary executions of civilians in the battlefield, apparently MI6 had already assessed that that was going to be something that did take place. And it appears to be proving out. You know, finishing up that train of thought too, I had an article here I started to show you or read to you a little while ago, military.com, dated yesterday. Secret intelligence has unusually public role in Ukraine war. That's what I've been saying a moment ago. And they say here that since Russia invaded its neighbor in late February, intel agencies in the U.S. and Britain have been remarkably willing to go public with their secret intelligence assessments of what's happening on the battlefield and inside the Kremlin. One of the most recent ones being declassified and thrown out into the public domain is the intel findings that Russian President Vladimir Putin has been misinformed and that military poor performance in Ukraine is something his advisors are scared to tell him about. Now, I don't know how they gather that. Their sourcing is not given. They don't want to do something that gives away their intel capabilities, but their assessments, they're saying, are that Putin himself is getting bad information. On Thursday, a British spy chief said demoralized Russian troops were refusing to carry out orders and sabotaging their own equipment. See, I mean, that's amazing. Officials say the stream of declassified intel, which includes regular briefings to journalists in Washington and London, and daily Twitter updates from, daily Twitter updates from Britain's defense ministry has several aims. Partly to let Putin know he's being watched and make him question what he's being told, and also designed to embolden the Russian military to tell Putin the truth, and I would say also probably to bolster the Ukrainian spirit. All right, folks, full day in the house. So we only got through two parts of a triple dipper. Libs on parade, Ukraine, what now, what next? I'll go ahead and pick up on the Bidenomics affecting Alabama tomorrow with another full round of other stuff. Listen, I enjoy this because every single day, I mean, when I get up early in the morning and start resourcing the show, the goal is to do the four E's, to empower, to enlighten, to entertain, and to educate you so that you can go out and have those water cooler conversations, or you can take a stand at a school board meeting, or you can help a candidate with performing, you know, on the campaign trail and getting their policy platforms in place, or you can question one of your elected officials. That's what it takes, Right Side Ruffians. That's what it takes. And it needs to have a whole lot more in the days to come. There's more of us than there are of them. But they are the squeaky wheels, and we cannot let society be just turned because we sat still and did not do a thing. Y'all have a great night. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Copper and I back here tomorrow at 2, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. Have a good night.